earnings from the authority's restricted and unrestricted accounts for the period ending October 31st, 2018 was $14,222.73. And we have a comparison attached for your review, 2017 versus 2018. Next item is Resolution 2018-76. That's approving the sale of property for Gov Deals.
Need a motion?
Second. Mr. McCosey?
Yes.
Mr. Michelli?
Yes.
Mr. Lanuto?
Yes.
Mr. Nasi?
Yes.
Mr. Nola?
Yes.
Next item was Resolution 2018-77. That's appointing Dan Balance as Jetvac Operator.
I'll make the motion.
Mr. Michelli?
Yes.
Mr. McCosey?
Yes.
Mr. Lanuto?
Yes.
Mr. Nasi?
Yes.
Mr. Nola?
Yes.
That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Very good. Alan, you're up.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Alan Dittenhoff on behalf of Remington, Vernick, and Vina. This is the engineer's report for December 5th, 2019. You have before you tonight one development application, two action items, and one informational item. The first development application, Resolution 2018-78, this is a preliminary sewer and water approval. Aldi Incorporated is the applicant. They're proposing to construct a 9,700 square foot grocery store in the Lacey Retail Center, an existing building. They're going to utilize the existing water and sewer connections. It's a preliminary approval, and they will not be required to come back for final approval. We did, however, note that if food service is proposed in the future, they're going to have to come back with the grease interceptor for the project.
Okay.
We recommend this approval in our 11/30/18 letter to the board.
I need a motion.
I'll move it.
Mr. Nasi?
Yes.
Mr. McCosey?
Yes.
Mr. Lanuto?
Yes.
Mr. Michelli?
Yes.
Mr. Nola?
Yes.
The next item is Resolution 2018-74. This is a performance guarantee release, final payment, and acceptance of the maintenance bond. SL McIntyre LLC is the contractor. This is for the water and sewer extension to the authority, a new administration building. That project's been completed, and we recommended the final payment in our 11/18 letter to the board.
Move it.
Mr. Nasi?
Yes.
Mr. McCosey?
Yes.
Mr. Lanuto?
Yes.
Mr. Michelli?
Yes.
Mr. Nola?
Yes.
Item three is Resolution 2018-75. This is a release of a cash maintenance bond. Hoyt Street and Patterson Avenue was the project. It's been under maintenance bond for over 2 years, and we recommend the release of that maintenance bond.
I'll move.
Mr. Michelli?
Yes.
Mr. McCosey?
Yes.
Mr. Lanuto?
Yes.
Mr. Nasi?
Yes.
Mr. Nola?
Yes.
The informational item on the report tonight is for the administration building. That project's ongoing. Substantially complete. The generator is anticipated to be installed in December. And that's all I have at this time. Mr. Chairman, is there any questions at the board?
Thanks, Alan.
Thank you.
Excuse me, I have a question relative. How do we fuel the generators?
Gas. Yes. Natural gas.
Natural gas?
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful.
Gas,
okay.
Gas line's being installed now.
Okay, good. Okay.
That's the hold-up check.
Yeah. No, that's cool.
Okay. Okay, Jerry.
Thank you, Chairman. First thing is, both first two are pretty much informational. We have secured the deed to consolidate the administration property and our garage property. One of the requirements from the township was that we consolidate both lots into one new lot, which we've done. It's now been recorded. And I forget the new lot number, but Ed has it here on record, and we sent it to the town to comply with that condition of the agreement for the conveying the property to us. So that's good. You wouldn't have like,
no.
Okay. Under shared services agreement, I was asked to just.
You have it, but.
I reviewed the. I reviewed the agreement that was entered into the community township and the authority was something I hadn't seen before, to tell you the truth, but I just reviewed it and I'm unable to comment if anyone has any questions about it. And the personnel issues is one, as you're aware, I was directed to send a voicemail to one of the authority employees, and it looks like he's here with all his cousins. So, you want to take it now, Chairman, or whatever you want to...
I think you should take it now.
Okay, good. Let me dispatch you pretty quickly, if I could. I recommend the last meeting that we send a rice notice to Mr. Burton, because we started to talk about this anonymous letter. And just the fact that we're talking about the anonymous letter involving him, he had a right to be here. My strong recommendation is you just throw the anonymous letter in the garbage. I think it's, you know, we brought it up that night because it was in our lap, so to speak. We just couldn't ignore it. But that's how I feel about anonymous letters disparaging other people. Maybe because I've had a few about me, but I mean... But my suggestion is, obviously no action should be taken with regard to this employee. There should be nothing in his personnel file about this, because it's an anonymous, stupid letter. So that's my recommendation. And I only sent the rice notice to Mr. Burton because he has a right to know about it, that we're talking about him, so to speak.
Well,
he's asked that it be in public session, and here we are.
Burton wasn't the only one mentioned in the letter. Ed Wolf was also. And it just, I mean, some of the things that were said in that letter really concerned me, because they got into personal life of these people. And I don't think just the average person would be aware of some of the things that were touched on in that. I mean, I would like to say personally that both Ed and Troy are outstanding and doing a fantastic job. And I think that the individual that sent this letter has got a very demented mind. And probably that's about it.
Understood. I think all the commissioners feel this. I'm speaking for all of you. I think you all
feel
the same way.
Last week, anybody that doesn't sign a letter isn't worth reading.
Agreed. So, Chairman, there's no action to be taken. There's no hearing. I don't know if Mr. Burton wants to say anything. There's no need for anyone else
to say
anything.
He's here if you want to say something.
I mean, I would just like to say, I think you all know me well enough to know that that's not my, it's not my MO. It's not the way I operate. I take pride in what I do. I'm a hard worker. I've saved the authority a lot of money over the years. I'm always available. And, you know, I treat everyone the way I'd like to be treated. You know, all the guys out in the field don't always all get along. But, you know, we do our best to put stuff aside and move forward and, you know, put the authority first and
I think
get stuff done. I mean, it's the person who wrote this letter, you know, has some kind of issue. You know, I don't think necessarily it's a field employee. You know, it could have came from anywhere. But, I feel strongly that nobody, you know, there's a couple employees here that have worked with me since the start. Harry, Jimmy, they know me. They know how I operate. They know I'm an honest, hardworking guy. And, you know, obviously something like that's written about you, and it hurts, you know.
I think that the record should reflect that we do have one signed statement signed by 10 members of the employees, I'm sure in response to the anonymous letter, and it says, to whom it may concern, the undersigned employees of the LMUA acknowledge and agree that they have not felt, nor has there been poor or unfair treatment to anyone in a workplace by operations supervisor Troy Burton and executive director Edward Wolf. That was signed by 10 people, all on October 22nd and 23rd, and I'm presuming they're all our employees. That's the only thing that's in writing.
All right, so there would be no action taken whatsoever?
Other than make sure that none of this is in his file.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Ed, you'd be responsible for that, so...
I won't be entered into the file.
Okay.
Yeah, the same thing for Ed.
Well, applies to Ed as well.
Oh, for Ed, maybe it would be known.
Well, just wondering.
Agreed.
Now, what do we do in the future if these letters keep arising with unsigned? Is this setting a precedent we're going to do this every time, or?
I don't know. Let's wait and see.
I should hope.
Maybe this will put an end to it, and we'll just have to deal with it if and when they come. That's all. That's all.
I'd also like to say that protocol was changed when it comes to writing letters to board members. It's not allowed anymore. So whoever wrote the letter.
Somebody wrote the letter and I guess mailed it here. What are you going to do? So anyway, we dealt with it as best we could, knowing that it was anonymous. As far as the inconvenience, you shouldn't have, in the embarrassment.
It was a month worth of, you know, stress and anxiety.
I understand. And I'm sure you shouldn't have had to go through all that bawling. sorry that we had to make it public, but you had the right to know that we were talking about you, so to speak.
Right.
So that's the reason for the rights notice, but we're stunned.
Is it proper for someone from the public to make a comment? Make a comment?
Sure, why not?
Just wanted to say that if, from a township standpoint, we receive many of these letters, they go right in the garbage. We don't even discuss it.
Okay.
There's not even, it's not, it's an anonymous letter. It, there's no credence to it. And by even discussing it, you lend it credence. It's an anonymous letter.
Well, I think that...
That's just from a stand, from a township standpoint, what we've done in the past.
That might be something, as from a policy standpoint, the authority wants to advise their executive director to do from that one. If you get something anonymous, it goes in the...
Right.
That's, but that's up to the authority.
Mm-hmm.
We would have saved everybody a lot of aggravation and embarrassment.
Absolutely.
Good point.
I think that's a great idea. I would love to make a motion that if we get anonymous letters in the future regarding anything, if it's anonymous, it just goes right in the trash can.
I kind of agree with that. I've been on and off the MUA since 1977, and this is the first time we've ever